Bon, bonsoir tout le monde. Je vous souhaite la bienvenue aujourd'hui, le 5 juin. Rencontre publique de la municipalité. I welcome everyone who is attending the meeting tonight. It is on. The 5th of June, this evening, at the public municipal meeting. Fait que là, on va faire l'adoption de l'ordre du jour. Tout le monde a regardé l'ordre du jour. So, the adoption of the agenda. Everyone's looked at the agenda.
I'd like to add that the garbage at Pog and Ball be added onto the agenda.
I'll second that.
Fait que ça, on va le mettre en dessous. Hygiène du milieu, madame? OK, numéro 7B. Une autre ajout sous travaux publics concernant l'entreprise LPV. Fait que ça va être 6C, c'est ça? Est-ce que c'est tout? Vous allez? J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
Ghislaine Robert et Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Yes.
Oui.
Maureen et
yes,
Maureen?
Yes.
Fait que tout le monde est d'accord, Mme Martineau. Faut. Juste avant qu'on continue, là, je veux juste indiquer que Mme Joanne Meillet est absente, très malade. So, Joanne Meillet is absent this evening.
I don't think your mic is working.
It's working, it's just I have too much paper to play with here. There, how's that?
Better.
Okay. Là, on va ouvrir la période de questions. On va open the question period. Yes, Mr. Albert Keeley.
Can we get the details of the money that was stolen and the...
Not yet. It's not public yet.
Well, it's on the radio station in Maniwaki.
Well, we didn't get the official documentation until
Why
we
not?
Get it. Because we've requested it. It hasn't been sent yet.
Well, anyone go to the courthouse and get the documentation? Because that's where you got to get it.
Yeah, the phone call has been placed. Oui, madame.
Bonjour, Julie Roger. J'ai deux questions. J'aimerais savoir si la municipalité a des ententes de niveau de service pour leurs citoyens. So, basically, I want to know if the municipality has service level agreements with their, leurs citoyens, surtout au niveau des permis de construction, de rénovation. Est-ce qu'il y a un délai qu'on doit s'attendre, quand on fait une demande, quand est-ce qu'on devrait s'attendre à avoir une réponse? Ça, c'est ma première question. Mm-hmm. Si ça existe, et puis si ça n'existe pas, si c'est quelque chose que la municipalité pourrait prendre en considération.
Ben, disons que c'est le bureau qui gère ce type de demande comme ça. C'est pas les conseillers ni moi-même.
Mais c'est pas quelque chose qui devrait venir des conseillers?
Non. C'est dans le plan d'urbanisme. En ce moment, on opère encore avec les plans d'urbanisme en 93. Ça fait plusieurs années en ce moment que le conseil travaille sur le nouveau plan qu'on espère être capable de...
Ma deuxième question, justement, c'est que ce règlement-là, le dernier inspecteur nous a envoyé une copie avec un paquet d'annotations qui n'est pas signé, qui ne dit pas quand est-ce ce règlement-là il était venu en vigueur, puis que c'était approuvé par le conseil. Ce règlement-là n'est pas sur le site web de la municipalité. Est-ce que c'est quelque chose qui pourrait être mis sur le site web? Parce que nous, quand on a acheté, c'est Normand Snob était l'inspecteur. Mm-hmm. Puis depuis ce temps-là, c'est been like a revolving door. Puis à chaque fois qu'on demande de l'information, on a toujours des réponses différentes. Alors moi, j'aimerais voir tous les règlements qui sont en vigueur sur le site web pour référence.
Le règlement que vous parlez en particulier, là, que je dis en 93,
oui,
il est ça d'épais.
Puis
la plupart des documents, les feuilles, on a beaucoup de misère à les lire. Parce qu'il est tellement vieux. Puis on n'a pas ça sur, comme on a maintenant, sur les ordinateurs. C'est pas sur l'ordinateur non plus.
Ça scanne quand même.
Oui, mais...
Parce que moi, je vais faire une demande officielle au conseil et à la municipalité. Parce que, comme je t'ai dit, nous autres, c'est Normand Snow qui était ici quand on a acheté. Puis on a toujours des réponses différentes. Puis moi, j'aimerais voir le document signé qui était officiellement... mis en vigueur, parce qu'on n'a pas de référence. Puis on est toujours, toujours en train de questionner chaque inspecteur à chaque fois qu'il y a un nouveau. Quels sont les règlements?
Mais OK, je vais vous demander une question, là.
Oui.
Y a-tu un sujet en particulier que vous cherchez?
Pas en particulier, non. C'est juste en général. Parce que quand j'appelle pour avoir un permis de rénovation, un inspecteur va me dire quelque chose. Il y a un nouveau. Je n'ai pas fait ma demande. L'autre inspecteur me dit quelque chose de différent. So, ce n'est pas un sujet particulier. J'aimerais voir le document au complet. Puis, si ça ferait, je ne sais pas, c'est quoi ma prochaine étape, c'est un accès à l'information pour avoir une copie de ce document-là, je vais le faire. Ça ne me coûte rien, je pense. Mm-hmm.
Non, oui, ça coûte par page.
Non, pas
le règlement, mais...
Non, puis c'est un règlement du Québec. Alors, en tout cas...
C'est un règlement municipal.
Access to information?
No, I'm not talking about access to information.
Okay,
I'm talking about the bylaw itself.
Oui, c'est ça. So I would like to see the bylaw, or actually that one, or anyone that is in effect, that is not on the website, so... The citizens can go and look at it and not get half the information or one page of the document. So that's my request. I'll leave it at that, and we'll see where it goes. And then I'll do an access to information if I need to find out whatever rules that are not on the website. So I have a copy. That's all.
OK, je peux-tu avoir votre nom?
Oui, c'est Julie Roger. Je pense qu'on a tout droit à avoir accès à tous les règlements.
Oui, oui, vous avez raison.
Merci.
Merci. Yes, Mr. Keeley.
I'm just wondering if the members of council and yourself learned anything from the crowd that was here at last month's meeting. They were obviously very upset about certain things. But now I look at your agenda here, and I see that the photocopier contract is up for renewal. Does that go out to bidding?
It's already been out, but the reason why is not because it's contract renewal. It's because the one in the library has been broken more than working, and we need to upgrade the one in the office. It's just not sufficient anymore.
Well, I'd like to share some figures with you. It's a five-year contract for $65,000. Which comes out to how much a year? Pretty expensive. I call Casa Bajua and call Lake Saint Marie. They're both under $4,000 a year for the photocopying, and ours is $7,000.
That also includes the ink.
Pardon?
It also includes the ink.
Mm-hmm. $244,
you said?
Yeah, $240 a month.
$240?
What's that? We can't hear you.
Sandra says the service contract that the last price she got are at $2,928.
$2,928. For the year.
A year?
Yeah.
And we've been paying
$7,000? No.
Well, $65,000 over 5 years is $11,000, I guess. 66 would be $11,000 a year. Plus the ink.
No, I said the ink is included in that.
Now, the other thing that I'm inquiring about is that I see that the air conditioners are going to be replaced, one at 400 up at the police station.
Yes.
Now, have we got animals living up there or something? Because I don't see any people around there, so I don't know what they're keeping cool.
Well, the fire chief has his office up there. Our roads coordinator has an office up there, and so does the SQ.
Pardon me? The last time we put an air conditioner in there, it was $17,000, and it's not that long ago. Just take a look at your bills.
We have an estimate. Where is it?
What are you looking for now?
I have it here. It's stuck somewhere.
It's on the infrastructure grant too, Carol?
Yeah, it's through the grant. It's not out of...
Are you looking for the amount?
Yeah, no. Well, yeah. Well, is it separate?
No, I don't think it's separate.
Yeah, this should be separate. There's one amount for... Moi, je sais, mais on est rendu... J'en ai... C'est où ce qu'il est, celui-là?
Le plus mature.
4N?
4N.
4N. So there's two pricing.
There's one price.
Okay, there's one price of $15,600, but out of that, there's $10,000 is for the 400, 105, and the balance is for here.
How much for 105?
$10,000-something. I had it a while ago, just a minute.
$10,000.
For what?
One office.
No. For the building.
Who uses the building?
I just said it, but you were talking while I was saying it. There's the SQ. There's our fire chief has an office up there, and our roads coordinator also has an office up there. And also the fire department do practices and theory and training and
courses,
yeah, training at the 400.
What's the matter with this place?
This doesn't belong to the municipality.
I realize that.
So for every time the hall is used, we have to pay. We have an agreement for our public meetings, but anything outside of that.
How much would we have to pay?
I really don't know. I've never asked.
Well, and even if stuff here, rather than paying $10,000 to put one up in
the SQ, don't come in this big hall to meet people. They have an office up there for privacy.
You might see a police car there once a month.
So could I assume that if the SQ is also using that, they would pay for part of this air conditioning?
They pay a rent, yes.
They pay a rent.
Yes, they do.
We're spending $38,000 to do an inspection up there?
No, what we're asking for is a structural study. Structural study is pretty intense because they go through the whole building to make sure it is sound and safe for us to do the next step, which is hire or at least go out for bids for architectural plans to be able to do the renovations needed in there for the municipal office and partly for fire services.
For the municipal office?
Yes, eventually.
Well, that doesn't make a lot of sense. The seniors down at the seniors' home can walk here, but they sure as hell can't walk up the hill to go up there to an office.
Well, that's the plan.
That's the plan. Well, maybe you should take a look at some of your plans.
Are there any other questions?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Jacques Dussault.
Oui, monsieur.
I have here your colorful little pamphlet for the organic matters.
Mm-hmm.
Who made that up?
It came from, the information is from the MRC.
The whole thing? Well, first of all, I'll ask the pamphlet itself. Was that your design or somebody else's?
Is that one in English?
It's got both on here.
It has both?
Yeah.
Pardon? C'est un contrat externe. Okay, it's an external contract.
Hey?
It's an external contract because the MRC will not translate.
Okay. Who researched the material that goes into your composting? To put in there to guide people. Who researched
it? C'est la MRC. C'est the MRC.
Well, I hate to disagree with them, but there's a lot of garbage in here that is not recycled, not compostable, or supposed to be in compost. And if they had done their homework and went on the Quebec government agricultural site, they would have found out what they consider is good for compost and is not good for compost. It's the very first thing is residue of animal origin don't belong in compost. You have it in here. Dairy products, meat, I'll leave one out here, I'll come back to it. Greasy matters from cooking, vegetable or mayonnaise sauces don't go into compost. Because they don't decompose. Some of those, well, meat will go rotten and draw maggots. But did you ever try and plant some seeds in a steak and see if they'd come up?
I think, I'll be honest with Monsieur Dussault, I think there's a... I'm not an expert. I'm just saying what... Because they hired a specific firm to help them build that kind of information, and also for the bays, for the compost up there. The thing is that, yes, you are right. If you're doing compost at home, you can't do all of it.
Even if you do it anywhere. It's compost.
They have the machinery. They have all the...
Composting is from vegetable things.
Not anymore.
And you have in here, a better one than that.
Mm-hmm.
You've got cat and dog excrements, and also cat litter.
Yes.
Well, do you know what is in cat excrement, cat poop? You know what's in it? Pathogens. And pathogens is any organism or agent that can cause or produce disease. It can be referred to as an infectious agent or a germ. They can also cause viruses, bacteria, fungi, protozoas, and worms. And out of that, you can have... It takes time sometimes to go through the soil and everything. You can get HIV, HBV, and HCV. And you're putting that into the bloody compost. And a lot of that cat litter is just not going to decompose.
Monsieur Dussault, ça fait longtemps que David Gatineau accepte la viande des os dans le compost.
OK, ils peuvent faire ce qu'ils veulent.
Bien, la municipalité, c'est pas vraiment la municipalité de l'eau qui ont fait des règlements avec la MRC. Ça, c'est quelque chose que tu devrais prendre avec la MRC, les appels pour leur demander.
C'est ça?
C'est pas...
Because we are just... On est les porteurs des informations. Fait que la MRC fait les règlements. La MRC engage les ingénieurs, les compagnies, les experts dans le compost, okay. Tout ça.
Si vous appelez ça des experts.
Ben, écoutez, c'est des contrats externes, ça, là. Puis, ils ont payé de l'argent pour ça.
Oui, je sais qu'ils ont payé de l'argent.
Mm-hmm.
Puis, une autre chose, vous acceptez les journaux. OK. Savez-vous combien de chimiques il y a dans une feuille de journal? Je l'ai regardé. Je n'ai pas été capable de compter une autre. But there's in there, there's two of them. There's two elements of in paper. They call it carbon black and titanium dioxide are considered to be carcinogenic because bladder and lung malignity. That's and you put that in your compost.
Mm-hmm.
No, the idea is if you're thinking of doing something that is going to be good, for God's sakes, research it even yourself and see whether you should accept it or not. Those are the things that they tell you.
An issue you have to take up with the MRC because we didn't make up this stuff. We didn't go looking for all the information was handed to us, and this is what they accept at the Eco Center in Cass. It's what they accept. That's their plan, and it's part of their bylaw.
Yeah, I know, but they're not very smart. The very first thing that Madame Lamarche accepted was the meat product from the outfitters that have the outfitting places up in the north there, because environment prohibited for disposing of the meats and the offals of the animals that the clients were killing, that they were thrown in the bush and everything. Environment made them put it someplace. Madame Lamarche said, "Oh, bring them down to us. Jeez, we'll take that."
Sure, it's in Casabajo. They don't have to worry about Greyfield.
The Eco Center belongs to the MRC.
I didn't say who it belonged to, I said where it was.
Yeah, I know. And it is, yes, you're right, it is in CAS.
Okay.
Thank you.
I would have preferred if you had taken a look at it before you accepted it and said your piece to protect the bloody people, but you didn't. Okay.
Other questions? Sorry, Peter Salisbury was first.
Yeah, I was just wondering why, when you call 911, our first responders aren't notified. This afternoon, 911 was called, the ambulance came, and then they called our first responders. Doesn't make sense.
Maureen, are you aware of that?
Yeah, we were there.
Oh, you were there?
We came, yeah. We got the call an hour and 20 minutes after.
After. So CLR did not...
It wasn't CLR. My understanding is that it was processed as a priority 4 call.
Which is?
The lowest.
A transport, basically.
Which is not what the case was. And I did ask those questions after we left, Peter. I did ask those questions after we left your place, or up there. And they were saying that it was put out as a priority 4 call. Which we all agree it shouldn't have been.
Is there a way of lodging a complaint?
Already done.
Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I contacted the CISO project manager,
mm-hmm.
and I lodged a formal complaint and asked that it not happen again. I can't guarantee it's not going to happen again, but corrective steps are supposed to be put in place.
Not acceptable.
No. Okay.
Mr. Chauncey is well aware, mm-hmm. and usually Charles is he's pretty good to deal with issues,
yep.
So it shouldn't happen again, but unfortunately, we don't control that part. Yeah. But yes, I looked into it right when we got back.
Does that answer your question? Okay. Floyd Hickey.
Yes, I was just wondering, why did he dump the compost into the recycle at the same time? I thought there were compost and that was separate. The other day he dumped both things at the same
time. No, there is a door that opens. I watched it. I thought so too. But I watched it from my living room, and I was high enough that when he put the recycling in or even the garbage in, then I saw a door go sideways and the compost went in. Yeah, it does. I thought so too at first, but I paid more attention the next time.
If you're ever out and you see the garbage truck over on the composting day, when it goes by, you can watch the back end, you'll see on the tailgate, there's two split tailgates. So the big side usually is recycling, and then the smaller side is the compost. So they call it a bin bioco, but it's not in English there, but yeah. If you ever see one when you're walking, just watch the back end, and you'll see the difference.
I've seen trucks in town that they load by hand. Has a
well, same setup, only there's a door inside that flips either way.
Yes, Brenda Morrison.
Yes, on the agenda, number 4I, exemption from payment of transfer duties.
We'll get to that. Well, we'll give the information as why it's there. Just a minute now. So it's where farm registration was provided, and when they bought the they purchased the farm or whatever, they paid the transfer duties, and now they provided proof for farm registration. So now that amount is being.
I thought you had to have farm registration first before as you purchased the property, not after. In order to get an exemption.
It's 1 year after.
Okay.
Yeah, so they did, and now they get reimbursed.
And is it normal that if the people that are getting the money back owe tax money, that it still goes back to them or it goes on their account? It would make a little bit of sense if it was put towards the money that they owe the municipality.
So it'll just be that particular invoice would be canceled. If they owe any money, they have to pay their coupons like everyone else.
So that money's not withheld if there's taxes owing on the property. Did I think that was your question?
That's right.
Yeah.
No, what the DG just said. If they owe tax money, that money gets applied to the taxes. Don't get a check back.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes against their account. Are there any other questions? Oui, madame.
Yes. Colette Canavan. I'm the consultant and spokesperson for the Pogan Falls residents. And sorry, we have to come and disturb you again, but we have a problem because the contractor, we thought our problem was solved last year. We ran into a problem with that contractor. Who didn't want to go into the yard.
Okay, so you're talking about the garbage.
That's the garbage and recycling. Mm-hmm. And this year, he will now go down into the yard, but he brought another bin, and he moved both bins where we can't clean the yard for snow. So that doesn't work for us. It's impossible. Now, I was told by your DG that either we accepted it where they were, or the seniors must bring their garbage to the road, which isn't acceptable in any way since we pay good garbage taxes. And with all due respect, that's owed to every DG. I've been one for years. She does work for you people, so I'm bringing the problem to you people because I don't accept that's the only solution. I wish we could have done this ourselves without having to go to a public meeting. But you knew you had problems with your contractor last year. And if that contract isn't clear enough this year, that we have the same problem again, I think it's in your ballpark to fix it. Alors, je parle de la cueillette des vidanges à la résidence Pogan Falls. On a eu de la misère avec le contracteur l'an dernier. Il ne voulait pas rentrer dans le cours du tout. C'est trop dangereux. Cette année, il rentre, mais là, il a déménagé nos gros bacs, puis on ne peut pas déménager notre neige. On peut pas, il n'y a pas de place pour envoyer notre neige. Alors, il a déjà été dit, soit que vous acceptez les bacs-là, ou bien vous emmenez vos petits bacs roulants au chemin par les personnes âgées. Donc ça, ce n'est pas acceptable non plus. Alors, si le contrat n'a pas été assez clair, ça retourne au conseil de nous trouver la solution. So I give it back to you people. If you think it's acceptable to make seniors have to go up to the road to bring their garbage, which is ridiculous. For the last 30 years, you've been picking it up where it was designed to be picked up by the Société d'habitation du Québec, by engineers and architects, where it's not in the road, it doesn't block anything. That's where it should be. There is lots of room. We will accommodate the yard. There will be no cars parked stuck in the road for the trucks. So we will absolutely accommodate it. But we don't know why this has come again and why I should have been told that's the only options. Since you people are the council, you're the ones who take the final decisions because you already accommodate many things. So I expect that you will have the contractor move those bins away from there. One of the bins belongs to us. You can take his away if he wants, but one of the bins is ours. He can set both the bins where they're supposed to be, or else if you people want to send your manpower down to break up the portable ones, that's fine. So.
Okay, Mrs. Canavan, we'll take it into consideration when council meets again, because we have a hygiene committee in the next couple of weeks, and to be able to discuss the situation and see what we can come up with. There was... Madame Martineau, je ne me trompe pas, il y avait des...
On a un complément avec Madame Emmanuelle Pilon sur place.
OK.
Et la directrice de l'ONH.
Fait qu'on a une rencontre avec...
On va avoir un nouveau design, il va faire le stationnement.
Fait que c'est ça, là. OK, ça...
I realized there was a bit of a...
No, they're going to be meeting with the OMH. C'est ça, tu as dit, OMH?
If I may interrupt you, I sent you a message, an email message. I had a return one from your director general who said she was contacting OMH.
Yes, she but they let me just finish. I wasn't finished, Ms. Gaff. They're meeting them tomorrow because they're going over a plan. They're redesigning your parking lot down there. Excuse me. So I'm just assuming that they're going to be make it larger to accommodate what needs to be accommodated, as garbage is one. Excuse me.
But do the garbage cans have to be placed beside the building?
No, I don't know. We'll see what the meeting produces tomorrow to see what they have planned for the parking lot and where the bins are going to be stored.
Because, like, the guy's plowed snow there for years, and now he threw two bins right in his path where he's going to push the snow. So he's going to naturally want more money to do that. And there's a spot right across the parking lot where the bins were.
Lee, I just said, they're having a meeting tomorrow with
housing.
But I just want to explain all this
stuff. Yes, I know, but if they're going to make the parking
properly,
bigger...
Okay, and nobody knows about it. The guy just goes around and throws bins down. Another example is down here at the store. He threw a bin there where you leave the store. Now, if I'm going out of that store some night and I get smoked by a car, is the council responsible? Because the bin is sort of on the roadway. I sent that in an email too, but nobody seems to answer that stuff. So that's why we're discussing it right here now.
That's fine.
If I can add to this, how come you people are talking with an employee rather than the board of directors? Mrs. Egan is the president of a nonprofit group that has an administration council, just like you people are an administration council. All the employees work for you. You don't contact an employee when you've had a message from the president. You didn't contact Mrs. Egan. That's not acceptable type of behavior. That's not the line of conduct. I mean, why did Emmanuel is the DG? Absolutely. I have every respect for a DG. They do important work. But when there's a problem and you get an email from a president of a committee, you don't go to an employee. You're having a meeting with someone without touching base with the administration council.
She never said anything.
Without any disrespect,
I never did receive an email from Mrs. Egan.
I sent you an email.
But you said Mrs. Egan was the president.
She is the president. It was under her name. Did you not see her name signed on the bottom?
No.
Well, I have a copy of it if you'd like to see it. I haven't got my phone. It's in the car. I'll go and get it and I'll show it to you. That's why it was signed under her name, because I'm only a spokesperson. I'm an employee. I work for them.
Okay.
I sent you a message so it would be something in writing telling you that the new problem had evolved.
Following the meeting tomorrow.
Let her talk.
I'm not done. She made her point.
But she was still talking.
But what I'm trying to say is that after the meeting tomorrow, the council committee, will meet. The director general will update us on what's happening with the parking lot at the building. But yes, also the fact that the bins are where you're saying it is, and it's going to disrupt the winter snow. It won't be able to access the bins because they're going to be pushing the snow in front. So that's what you're saying?
I'm saying they need to put them back where they were, like Lee said. Put them back where they should be.
Across the parking lot where there's a spot for them. They did redesign it. They built a fence there to go, and the bins are to go in this fenced area. But I went and measured the two bins. The two bins actually won't fit in that fenced area now because they're too big. But you can remove part of the fence, and you can still have the two bins across the parking lot, away from the building. And for him to say that he can't turn a truck in there,
I know.
Me turning my 24-foot truck down there
yes,
in that parking lot.
You've let
and
us
if
know
I
that.
Can turn that down there, he should be able to turn his truck down mm-hmm. there.
Well, we need to have a meeting with the garbage contractor.
Well, we're
that's what resolution that we added on is for.
Yes.
We need to have a meeting with him, and it needs to get discussed again. That's why we added a resolution, right?
Yep.
And why are you going to have a meeting with the DG when it's the committee that you're supposed to meet with?
I didn't ask for the meeting, and I'm not part of the meeting.
Well, who's going to have the meeting with them?
The director general.
Why? Why would you contact the DG when... Where did you even get her name? How do you...
Ça n'en plus que si je communique avec Madame Pilon régulièrement.
Yes, but you have a problem with the committee. We're the ones who were delegated to look after the garbage. We're the ones who met with you last year.
Mm-hmm.
You came to the building.
Mm-hmm.
We explained the whole situation. And we have the same thing again this year. For nothing. Taking up your time for nothing. It's your contractor that you didn't discuss things with properly. And why would you think that we were under OMH? We're not under OMH. You go to somewhere where you don't know instead of contacting the people you've been talking with. I gave you a call. I was talking to you.
Yep, we did.
Well, we shouldn't come here and spend up, waste your time with this. This is ridiculous. You've got all kinds of business to look after. This is a ridiculous, non-existential problem.
Okay, thank you. Y a-t-il d'autres questions? Tara Wakeling.
Sorry, I got really involved in that. Back in April, I brought up when I contacted the MAMH about their accompagnement with the municipality, and they stated that there was a report and that I should be able to find it on the municipal website, which isn't there. And so I sent the request in to the DG, and I got an answer back from her a couple of weeks later. I realized it was very busy, end of the year and all that. But she wasn't able to find it and said she would contact the MAMH or whatever, because the MAMH said I have to get it from the municipality.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering, how can a report that to me would seem quite significant for the municipality not be present in the files of the office or not, it can't be found, and why is it taking so long to get a copy of it?
I've been looking for it myself, Tara. I've been trying to go through all my emails and everything to at least provide, if I could find it, and provide a copy to the DG. For some reason, I don't know why we can't seem to put our fingers on it right this minute. It's going to take a little bit more research. If I have to, I'll go dig through my paperwork and try and find a hard copy.
As a municipality, can you not just contact the MAMH and ask for another copy?
Well,
we never actually got a paper copy of that.
No.
We got meetings and the...
Well, there was... It was like a grid.
Well, council didn't know
it. It was like a grid stating, like, what the problem is, you know, and
we
what...
We got a presentation at 400, but we never actually got a paper
exactly.
copy.
Exactly, that's right. Yeah.
The office, but we didn't.
No.
Electronic copy is plenty good for me.
No, but even the electronic copy, I don't remember.
Got we got the presentation on that screen, and that was it. That's what we got.
What year was this?
Oh, my God. It was 18, 2018?
Yeah, I was going to put 2018,
2019. MAMH. It was a CNS tickle that we asked for.
That's right. Okay.
Can you call tomorrow and find out? Thank you.
So Sandra's, Madame Martineau is going to try and get it from MAMH. Since for some reason we don't know where it is located in the office. Are there any other questions? Y a-t-il question? Mr. Keeley?
4B, adoption of bylaw 2023-004.
Yes.
Salary of elected officials.
Yes.
I presume that's you people.
Yes.
And should we be happy with the operation of the council that we've seen in the last couple of months? You just tell me that we were told between $50,000 and $60,000 stolen from the coffers?
No.
And okay, no. But you tell me that you don't know anything about it because it's not public.
It's not public. I do know, but I can't say it right now.
Well, it's on the Maniwaki television station. It's in the little French paper. Mm-hmm. And we can't know about it, and it's our money. We have
Sandra,
a problem, but you want a salary increase.
C'est fake, so.
And I think that should be struck from the agenda, the salary increase.
J'ai une copie d'un procès verbal, mais le document officiel n'est pas sorti public sur le ministère de la Justice.
Mais c'est comme il dit, la station radio, il annonce, puis il est dans le journal.
C'est pas grave, station radio.
Non?
Well, they're announcing it for sure.
Oh, yeah.
What are
they
saying?
They're saying on Sandra, that's pretty vague.
Yeah, it's vague.
All they say is that there was a conviction and I was here to turn in.
Yeah.
Can you call the prosecutor tomorrow, Carol, and find out?
Well, we did already. We did already.
And it's a truc à la main. Tu vas sur Justice Québec puis tu tapes, il n'est pas public encore ce rapport-là. Fait que tant qu'il n'est pas public par le ministère de la Justice, moi, je ne suis pas à l'aise de le divulguer.
That's
Madam
fair.
Mayor,
it's
I asked
the
question in English. Can
yeah.
I get English
yeah.
report?
What she's
there?
Saying, Albert, is that she has the question.
I want her to say it.
Just go ahead then and answer it.
Why can't she answer us in English when the question is asked?
Yeah, but I guess.
Okay.
We have like a handwriting procès verbal, like minutes of the court. Mm-hmm. But if you go on the Ministère de la Justice website, the document is not public yet. So that document is not mine, so I'm not authorized to publish that document because it's not mine. So when it's going to be public on Justice Québec, everybody can access it, then we can give some kind of information.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, I don't feel like I should be given information on a private document.
It's just that on the handwritten...
It's not a private document. It's public money. Tax dollars are the public purse, it's called, okay?
Yeah,
so tell me why you can't, as the Director General, go to the courthouse or have someone go to the courthouse and get a copy of the documentation on the conviction.
I have an handwriting document, but like I say, the public document that's going to be written on the computer is not public yet. It's not on their website.
Well, it doesn't have to be on a computer. We send somebody to the courthouse and they get written documentation.
Yeah, but it's not my document. The municipality can give out, like, information that is
is document, not others without authorization.
That's the most ridiculous answer I've ever heard.
It's not ridiculous, Mr.
Yes,
Keeley.
Yes, it is ridiculous.
No, it isn't, and I would wish you would repeat.
I don't know who you think you are, but that's ridiculous to me.
Well, it might be to you. But she has
to
follow procedure.
Ask anybody else if they think it's ridiculous that after 3 years we can't know how much money was stolen from us.
Well, in my opinion, if the decision was rendered, then if it's not on the publicly available on the website, if you want a copy, then you could go down and have to pay for it. That's all I'm saying. It's probably there, but you have to pay for it to get a copy.
It's
because
free. It's free, but you have
it's
to.
It's free, but you have to. Yeah, you have to go to the courthouse.
That's great.
And
you've been trying
website,
to get a trailer. Did you get it?
I'm going to go this week.
But you tried to get it. It took a while before they called you back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, it's there, but it's on the website. I mean, there are backlogs. And
allegedly, she's not doing her job.
No,
she's
still
you tried to get a doodle,
so
right?
I'm going this week to get a hard copy. Because the prosecutors wouldn't call us back.
No, they won't.
Same for all of us.
They won't. Because I wanted specific information, and it's not on that handwritten piece of paper that she received. I wanted to find out from the prosecutors exactly what the charges were, and they didn't enumerate that.
You have to go to the courthouse,
and that's exactly it.
Because it usually takes a couple months for them to actually put it on the system online.
Yeah. It's frustrating. It's frustrating because
you have to go in person because it takes them usually a couple months to get online. So anybody can go and
that's
request
great.
A copy of it.
Yes.
You just have to go in person to the
it's
courthouse in Gatineau.
Exactly.
So let's do that then.
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody can go and request a copy.
Okay, we set somebody down again. There you go, problem solved. Mais ça veut dire ça va être le jugement de ta fille ou qui?
They did send it when our DG requested it, but it's not the official court document.
Well, I guess whoever goes down there could ask if it's the official court document.
They could.
Let's do that, please.
Yeah.
Can we agree to do that?
We're not. We're going to do what we can.
Can we agree to send someone to the courthouse and go pick up the paper? We'll add a resolution.
For sure.
To.
You don't need a resolution.
Well, then can we agree to do that? There's
yes, she's
saying. You okay with that, Lee?
Sure.
Luke?
Yeah.
Carol?
Yes.
Yeah.
Marine?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, madam.
I'd just like to add something. I'd like to have the meeting, they've asked me to have the meeting canceled with Emmanuel tomorrow. And if you people want to meet with us, we'll gladly meet with you and go down and look at what we're talking about. Because we're dealing about garbage that nobody knows about. You want to take a run down to the yard and go and look, and we will can meet with you. It's no use meeting with Emmanuel. Emmanuel does not have a mandate to do anything. So you can cancel that meeting because we're not about to pay for something that is being looked after. And it's up to you. I invite you all to go down to the yard.
I know exactly what it looks like. I've been down there very many times.
And you think that's acceptable the way it is?
I didn't see the bins where they are right now, but I do remember the bins being over there on the other side.
Take a drive tonight and have a look at it. See if it's acceptable.
Okay.
I think it's a shame.
And we'd like to have a call back to know if it's fixed. That's all we asked for. I thought it was going to be done by a phone call here when I called the mayor. I don't think it's necessary.
But I don't think anybody knows what's going on. I mean, if the rest of you all take a drive through there tonight and have a look at it, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay. Madame?
Yes. I have quite a bit of problem with my property.
Could I have your name, ma'am? Your name?
Last, Margaret Beer.
Margaret?
Beer.
B-A-E-R?
Yeah, Margaret Beer.
Okay.
Last year, they never picked up the garbage. I called many times. 2 years ago, they put all the garbage in my property. And this year, they plow gravel on my trees. Last Monday, when I drove up, I couldn't get in my property.
Where are you?
1 foot high gravel. I have the picture. I had to shovel all this gravel first before I was able to get in my property. When I bought the property, 1990 was a regular road, a country road. Now, 26 feet. They plowed that on my trees. My part of my property is full of gravel.
Where, I'm sorry, ma'am, where are you located?
Pardon me?
Where are you located?
24, maybe.
24?
Vimy. Yeah. And they don't spray the road. Today, it was terrible. People go up the hill. The speed up there, so much dust is unbelievable.
Is that
okay? Nothing.
Okay.
I pay tax. Nothing is done for me. 2 years ago, they put all the garbage bin in my property. Was about 6-7. I called a few times. I emailed the picture. Nothing was done. And I hope somebody going to go and see how my property looks like now.
You're back on Vimy Ridge?
It's on, when you go to Lake Bernard, then you go up the hill.
Vimy Ridge.
Then, I have the picture even. That plow beside my tree, see. It was that high gravel the other day. I could not get in. I have a pickup truck. I couldn't get even in. I mean, that's a little bit too much.
Can we send the guys to have a look at that?
They ruined my part of my flowers at the cedar edge. They dumped everything in my property.
Oh, I know where you are.
I mean, that's...
I know what you're talking about. You're right at the bottom of the hill. I brought you some crushed stone last year. Yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about.
It's never picked up a garbage, and I'm paying for garbage. I'm sorry. I report that.
Okay.
And I have the picture. I have the picture when I put them out on both of them. I still have the garbage can what's in it.
Did you phone the office?
I was there last Monday, and the inspector was supposed to come down. He never showed up. I emailed how many times? My son. I think so. The picture of the garbage they dumped in our property. Yeah, 2 years ago. It looks like a junkyard.
Before you go, can you give Sandra your phone number? The lady with the glasses? Well, the two of them have glasses, I guess. The one with the blonde hair? Can you give me your number before you leave? Please?
One or the other.
My phone number?
I need my water.
Yeah,
it's right on the table.
Okay. After the meeting.
Councillor Robert, how many years ago is it that you and I spoke about the fence damage?
Thank you.
I didn't hear what you said, sir.
So we talked about it at the meeting. We asked to be looked after.
776
Okay. If there's yes.
Was there any answer when you talked about it at the meeting?
Yes, it's supposed to get looked after. I don't have a date for you, but it's supposed to get looked after.
We'll call you.
Of course, we haven't met everyone.
Okay. There are other people that have questions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tara Shippers.
I'm just wondering, I've been contacted with Polly for quite some time in regards to our speed bumps in front of the Brennan Hill Hotel. I'm waiting for the second one, but it's been like every week I call to see when it will be installed, just for the safety of our customers coming in and out. Like when the speed bumps were first installed 5 years ago, there was 2 sets.
Okay.
Then it went down to 1 set, but the problem with the 1 set is that everybody just goes around the speed bumps, and they're flying off the highway at like, I don't know, 90. And so to get that second set of speed bumps at the hotel in front of the Brennan's Hill, I call about once a week And I ask every week to see what the road crew is up to and if it's going to be installed. I usually get the same answer. They're busy. I understand that they're busy, but it is like a really busy season for cottagers. And we do have a lot of young children that are coming into the hotel, families.
Okay.
Elderly that can't like run out of the way if the speed and cars coming through.
Oh.
So if we could just like try to get that speed bump in, I think it would possibly save a life.
Ghislaine, est-ce qu'on peut mettre ça sur l'agenda pour notre rencontre?
The sign is already there. So like the sign is like there used to be two signs. Somebody took out the first one, but the sign where the second speed bump is supposed to be placed in front of Frankie Manette's house is already there.
Just
so it's like we're ready to rock and roll.
Just call the foreman and just
go ahead and order them. Just order them.
You can get carrot rolls and just put them in.
Yeah, or I can put them in.
No, they can do it.
What about a yellow flashing light or something to help?
No.
Because that is not a fun place to try to turn
in or out,
especially if you're going to the different art, if you have a package and then you want to cross the road.
The thing is, with a flashing light, we have to make a request to Transport Quebec.
But we can talk to the foreman.
But
the
we can talk.
I'm sure you can do that this week there.
Or something. Because, that's not a fun place. I mean, I put turbo on my car to try to cross. And, it's...
No, I know.
Yeah, it's not fun.
No, but I'm sure we can talk to the foreman and the laborer and have that done this week.
The speed bumps, yes.
Yeah, because even if it's 70...
Really depends on their schedule, but to at least put it in their schedule.
For a month and a half.
I know.
It should be bumped up.
I know, absolutely.
Not a problem.
And I asked last year. And I asked the year before.
Well, let's deal with that.
It's been a while, and it's like really, if we can have permission, if it's not in the budget, if we can have permission to purchase one and put it on a municipal road. I mean, it's at the point where we've got to do something. Because our business is starting to pick back up after COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to create a safe... We're the gateway to the MRC, right? Like, Brendan's still... We're the start of the municipality of Lowe.
Yep.
So we want it to be, like, safe.
That's right.
There's not a lot of businesses. So we have to kind of, like, make all the businesses that we do have safe and secure. And
it'll get dealt with. We have to move the resolution on.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Do we have that resolution?
No.
Madam Mayor, can you tell me who's responsible for the speed limits on the back roads?
The municipality.
You've got a nice straight road called the Borough Road, and it's 50 kilometers an hour. And you've got a crooked, blind corner, dangerous road on Pike Lake, and it's 70 kilometers an hour. Could we have that looked at? You cannot see
yes.
the corners when you leave the Borough Road and go through those gullies there. You can't see if there's anything coming or not because there's about four or five blind corners. Somebody's going to get killed.
Sorry. Okay. Are there any other? Yes.
Yes, I'm Elaine Field. I'd like to know if you have any report on when we're going to get some drinking water in Fieldville. It's getting ridiculous.
You mean because you're still under the boil water advisory?
Yes.
Okay. It's because of the work that they did. Do we have an idea of when? Not yet. But has the samples been sent to the lab? Okay. So the laboratory have advised the municipality not to lift the boil water advisory right now because of all the work that was done in Fieldville with the new chlorination system that they put in and all the other stuff that they did. So they have to, because as soon as the samples go to the laboratory, if anything is out of whack, it's the ministry that contacts the office and says, boil water advisory right now. Until they say that it's good to go, we can't lift it. Unfortunately, it's...
It's taking so long.
And yeah, it is.
Very expensive.
Yes. Oui, Monsieur Legros.
La Corinne, marche-tu le temps?
Ils sont en train de... Oui, elle marche.
Là, ils mettent dans l'eau, là?
Oui.
Oui.
Tout juste là, oui. On est en période d'essai, calibrage. C'est pour ça la vibration encore.
So the calibration and the trials, testing and everything on the new system, that's why they're keeping the boil water advisory on. Oui, madame.
On behalf of the board, she's asking me to ask about the water. Have you got a plan to request grants to renew the system in Lowe? Because
yes.
There's boil advisory so often.
We don't have a choice. We don't have a choice. As soon as, even if the power goes out,
no,
we have to make a boil water advisory.
I realize that, but because we know that the system is old and there's a lot of money being
we've
spent.
Already, there's a resolution in here tonight, the Primo. We're putting a resolution forward to help us upgrade the system in Lowell.
780. Well, yes, but it's necessary because water kills.
Yeah.
I lived it, we lived it.
So if there aren't any other questions, we're going to move forward. Looks like we're good to go. Fait qu'on avance. Là, on a adoption. OK, on a fait adoption du procès verbaux du mois de mai. So adoption of the minutes for the month of May. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Et Maureen Rice. Luc Thivierge, Maureen Rice, Sandra. Bon. La liste des factures à payer. Oh, excuse. Oui.
Yes.
Alors, le vote, s'il vous plaît.
Yes.
Yes.
Bon. Tout le monde dit oui, unanime. Là, on fait administration, les factures à payer. Donc, si on regarde le montant des factures à payer pour le mois de mai 2023, un montant de 549,232.77. So the bills to be paid for the month of May is 549,232.77. The reason why it's so high is because of all the work that's being done on pump houses. There's also I have it right here. So there's the Solutio, which is 28,476. Brebeuf is 82,237. That particular amount is for the coronation machinery and everything at the Fieldville pump house. 28,476 is also part of that and low. There's also just those two come up to 111,000. Then you have the 99,000, which is almost 100,000 for the second coupon for the MRC. And then there are quite a few expenses on roads, which haven't been calculated yet, because they're going to be divided depending on the invoices that we receive. Some of the charges are going to put into our tech. Also, it's important to say that anything to do with the new system in Fieldville is going against our tech program. Also, we had there's other charges for plumbing services that had to do with Lowe and Vinosta. So there's a good 15,000 towards all that. So this is why the bills seem high, but we're going to do what we can to get the money back. Excuse me.
You said it was 549,000?
Yes, 549,232.77. Now, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Maureen? Maureen McAvoy?
Non, c'est celui-là.
besoin d'un secondaire.
Luc.
Luc Thivierge. Tout le monde le vote, s'il vous plaît?
Oui.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I have seen.
OK.
There's bills in the program.
OK. Donc, Monsieur Robert s'abstient parce qu'il y a des factures d'O'Connor. Adoption du règlement 2023-004 relative au traitement des élus municipaux. Adoption of bylaw 2023-004 concerning the salaries of elected municipal officials. Donc, c'est ça, là.
What is the actual percentage of increase?
For this bylaw? Zero. If it's adopted tonight, there's not going to be any increases this year and the following years as long as this bylaw is in effect. If the bylaw is not accepted tonight, it automatically reverts back to the 2018 bylaw, which unfortunately will have to continue with, I think it's a 6.8% increase.
The cost of living.
And that's the cost of living, the IPC.
Bylaw doesn't pass.
That's if this bylaw does not pass tonight. This bylaw takes into account effective January 2023 till however long this bylaw will last, with no increases to council. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Luc, tu voulais-tu proposer la vote?
Oui.
Le vote? OK. Luc, tu y es. J'ai besoin d'un secondaire. C'est pour le vote.
I'll
second it. Je suis Robert. Le vote, s'il vous plaît.
Oui.
No. Lee, no. Maureen McAvoy?
No.
Maureen Rice? Just Schneider Robert.
To see the 6.8% increase?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Me too.
And Maureen Rice dit oui. Un, deux, trois, compte deux.
So just to
puis
be
moi
fair.
Aussi, oui.
Non. So, moi n'est pas là, fait que c'est le deux tiers, on n'a pas la majorité des deux tiers des membres du conseil, donc ça passe pas.
Ça passe pas? Non. Est-ce qu'on peut le remettre une...
Ça va être un nouvel avis, un nouvel avis motion.
OK.
Avec un nouvel avis public et une adoption prochaine.
OK, ah, fait que ça passe pas. Non. Fait que si on veut le rapporter, il faut que ça soit un nouvel avis de motion. Puis, dépôt du règlement. C'est ça?
Oui.
OK. So, it didn't pass, so, because Joanne's not here, and we don't have the two-thirds of council members, that is a requirement for this type of bylaw. So, it's going to be, it's nil and void, but it will be brought back, as a new...
Non, parce que Joanne n'est pas là.
Tu les deux tiers pas ou les deux tiers du conseil?
Les deux tiers du conseil.
Ça le dit, là.
Une personne.
C'est parce que ça tombe déjà. Si Joanne serait là, avec Maureen puis Lee, on serait correct si Joanne aurait voté oui.
Mais il y a déjà trois conseillers qui ont voté oui.
Puis
moi, je suis obligée.
Who voted yes?
Who else voted yes?
We all did, except for
so
you and
Maureen.
So there's
only two no's and four yeses?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's two-thirds when I went to school.
All
right. Ça inclut plus.
Yeah.
Fait que moi, je suis pas inclus là-dedans.
Tu dois voter oui, mais c'est dans le fond... C'est exactement la situation. Là. Le quorum, c'est 4 sur 7.
OK.
Mm. Il y a 6 membres présents. Donc, 5
les membres présents doivent voter pour, incluant le maire. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Parce que c'est tous les membres du conseil qui représentent le deux tiers et non les deux tiers présents.
Everybody
else. Yeah. And the mayor. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you need two-thirds for it. So, it
so we'll start all over.
The council is not here, so if they're not being here, we don't have two-thirds for it.
Well, it says everybody has to vote. That's what the difference is. Yeah. We have two-thirds, so
yeah, everybody has to vote, including the...
We have two-thirds of those present.
That's the only resolution, mm-hmm. Albert, that she has to vote on. Mm-hmm. Like, she makes or breaks that bylaw. We could all vote for it, and she would say no, and that's where it ends.
Okay, on continue. Adoption du règlement 2023-008 concernant le stationnement applicable par la Sûreté du Québec et par les officiers municipaux.
I'm
going to propose that. Oh. Minute,
put on here.
So adoption. 4B. Jesus. Okay. Non. Pourquoi c'est-tu mélangé, cette affaire-là? Okay. Adoption of bylaw 2023-008 concerning parking applicable by the Sûreté du Québec and by municipal officers. So, c'est juste là qu'il y a...
I propose that,
yeah. Donc, Chilin Robert, Luc Thivierge, tout le monde est d'accord? Everybody in agreement?
Yes.
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
Lee? Lee?
Yes. But I'd also like to say that I checked on the city of Ottawa, and the highest fine I could find in the city of Ottawa was $350. For your information.
What was that fine for? Parking?
Parking in a handicapped spot in the city of Ottawa is $350.
Yeah.
We're going to charge $500 to park as you're parking on Farm Road.
Any road.
Not any road.
We can park on the road at any point on any of the roads in the municipality for you.
No, no, right. It's not every road in the municipality.
Well, I'm showing Brooks Road complete.
There's a list of roads.
So is that saying that if I have six people come to my house, that I have to what park them down at the what the school down here at the hall and then drive them back up?
Yep.
And is there a reason for that?
The amount of complaints that we get over cars parked on the road being too narrow, Farm Road being one, Principal being one.
Okay.
All the time. So yeah, that's the reason why.
And the other, and everybody's going to have to suffer for those two roads.
Not everybody else.
Some are
one side.
See, Tara, what we figured was going to happen if we banned it just on Farm Road, then the boats and trailers would just move to Martindale Road, move to Brooks Road, or move to Principal, or whatever. They'll just move, you know?
Okay.
But so, you want business in the municipality, and you're chasing it away.
What?
We want different... those guys that have boats up there, they go to the store, they buy beer...
We're not chasing them away. It's for safety, safety and security of the people, the fire trucks. When they park on the side of the road, the fire trucks can barely get by. There's also people that park right in front of the dry hydrant where they fill up water in the tanker. There's one vehicle that got towed.
Yeah. We even had to push trailers off the road to be able to pass.
Well, I can appreciate that, and the bylaws should apply to that particular area, but it should not apply to every road.
Well, if it's needed, it should. If there's, like last year, there was a camper on the side of the road. It was broken down. It had been sitting there for weeks. Well, we got it towed, but the thing is that we paid for it. We didn't know who owned it. Well, we had to get it out of the road because it was a security measure. I mean, it really had to be, you know. So we have to put our foot down and say, look, this is what it is. And
I know. I mean, I understand doing it for Farm Road. And I understand this. I mean, I applaud
this because it's absolutely ridiculous trying to get up there in the summertime. It's just wild. However, that means that somebody can be driving around and say, oh, look, Lakeland's got a visit. They're parked on the side of the road. I'm going to go and write a ticket, so that's $350 in our pocket. Like, no, I'm...
$500.
Now it's either hunger or feast.
$350, $500.
Okay, well, still, hunger or feast. Like, I mean, there's got to be some reasonable...
We have to start somewhere, and this is what we're doing. So,
I know, but it's completely eliminating...
There was a parking bylaw, but it wasn't severe enough, and it was just not lenient enough to make a difference.
Anyway,
even if we called the SQ, they didn't come.
I often have people at my house, and if people are parked on the side of my road.
No, it's bigger than that, though, because in here it refers to signage and posting, and to be able to get tickets, you need proper signage. So if we don't put signs on Brooks Road, perhaps, well, we can't get tickets on Brooks Road.
There's
going
to be
now the wharf is the problem. That's where all the signage is going.
The sign, the no parking signs. They have the no parking logo and also the bylaw number on it. So, based on that,
like, I mean, that's fine if you want to say no parking. You know, you're not. But I mean, is there some amount of reason going to be put into place?
Okay, we're
by your bylaw officers that you're going to be appointing. Like, are we going to have some? Is it an all or nothing, or, you know, or is it going to knock on the door and say, hey, look, there's like a couple of cars outside your house there, and we need them.
They're not going to go and monitor the roads. If they're going to act, they're going to act on a complaint, just like any other thing.
That's
so right there.
Because I mean, if I have a guest at my house and I don't, there's not enough room in the front.
Do you think they have time to go and roam the roads to see who's parked on the side?
It's
based on complaints.
And I'm just saying that I'm concerned about, and I'm sure others are concerned, about having company in their homes if their driveway isn't big enough to allow all the vehicles in here.
Anyway. Well, just as an example, say you are having a family gathering or whatever, you let the office know there's going to be some people parking on Brooks Road. Well, if they know ahead of time, they will advise the people. Because if they get a complaint...
And given that I'm a fan favorite, they'll be jumping in their vehicles to go and raise
tickets.
No.
That's all we have to do.
Anyways, the debate's over. It's adopted. So.
What do you call the office?
The wharf is going to get posted.
And let's move on here.
That's the important part.
And I'm just saying, if you post it, you can't park there.
You see, that's the bylaw that we had before. The way the bylaw was is you couldn't park in front of a no parking sign.
Yeah. Right?
So people were parking around the sign, but everybody else, right?
Okay, I'll continue now. So for the nomination officiers municipaux pour application du règlement 2023-008 relative au stationnement.
I'll propose that, Carol.
Okay. So this is appointment of the municipal officers to apply the bylaw 2023-008 concerning parking. Maureen Rice a proposé et Luc Tivierge a appuyé. Tu demandes d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. C'est unanime. Là, on fait adoption du premier... Non, excusez. Avis de motion, règlement 2023-009 relative à la démolition des meubles. Donc, c'est une... This is a notice of motion. For bylaw 2023-009 concerning the demolition of immovable properties. Après ça, on a adoption du premier projet du règlement 2023-009 relative à la démolition des...
I will.
Ah, OK, Maureen McAvoy. Merci. On continue l'adoption. Oui.
I highly suggest that everybody here tonight ask for a copy of this and go through that bylaw.
Yep.
This is Heritage Cadet, and there's, it's pretty weird. So I encourage you guys to look into that.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions? Please send your emails in.
Okay, adoption du premier projet de règlement 2023-009 relative à la démolition des meubles. So that's the first project. So adoption of the first draft of bylaw 2023-009 respecting the demolition of immovables. Et vous en avez proposé un?
Maureen
McAvoy, appuyée par. C'est juste le projet là, qu'on dépose.
It's just a project because we're going to have public consultation. I'm getting to that.
Fait que c'est, il va y avoir une consultation publique le 29 juin pour ce règlement-là. Un avis public sera émis sous peu. Donc, si vous avez la chance, suivant la rencontre de ce soir, venez d'en ramasser une copie à faire la révision pour que, si vous voulez venir aux consultations publiques le 29, au moins, vous allez avoir une idée que c'est qui arrive. So anyone interested, there's going to be a public consultation on the 29th of June regarding this bylaw. So I, like Ghislaine mentioned, I urge you to pick up a copy of the project beforehand, following this meeting, to familiarize yourself with what is in that bylaw. So that if you do, pardon me, at the office you can get one. Est-ce qu'on a fait faire... Okay, it'll be on the... Pardon? Okay.
Will it be in English?
So, if you saw the minutes that are on the website or that was sent out, the English version is there as well. Pardon? Did someone say something?
It should be in the package.
Exactly. It's in the package.
But are we voting on something here that you're telling us to observe after?
We're just voting on the first draft.
Okay.
Because there's going to be a public consultation on the 29th of June for this bylaw, and it's important that you read it before coming at the public consultation, so that if you have questions, at least you'll have the information with you. Okay. On continue. Demande de remboursement. Pardon? Oh. C'est vrai, t'as raison. On a Maureen McAvoy, c'est ça?
So are we voting on the first draft tonight, Carol?
Yes, we're okay. Just on the draft.
I can second putting it on the table, but I'm voting against it. If we're just putting it on the table, I'll second it, as long as we're voting.
Yeah, we're just... Vote, yeah. On pose le vote? C'est juste un dépôt?
Then I'm not seconding it.
C'est juste un dépôt de document?
But we're going to vote.
But they're saying we're not.
We're tabling it as the first draft.
Yeah, and if
then we'll discuss it, and we're voting on whether we're...
Yeah.
It's thunder.
It's to accept the first draft.
It's
so
just to
we're putting it on, but we're putting it on the table.
Yeah.
And are we voting tonight on this proposed bylaw?
I guess.
It's the first draft. It's
that
not
will be reviewed during the public consultation.
Yeah, exactly.
Before it is finally
that's
passed.
Right.
Yeah.
So if we're voting,
we're just voting. I can put
it on
bring it forward.
I can put it on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm voting against it the way it stands right now.
When she calls the vote.
That's right.
That's fine. Okay, so I'll call a vote.
Yeah.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes. Yeah.
Maureen Rice.
No.
Nick Sims.
Là, si on vote puis ça passe pas à soir, ça veut dire que ça va pas à la consultation publique.
C'est juste un draft, c'est un brouillon.
Oui, ça, je comprends ça, Carole. Okay. Mais là, on vote puis si ça passe pas, ça veut dire que ça va pas à la consultation publique.
Effectivement. Oui.
Par contre, on va devoir consulter le manage, c'est une obligation de l'adopter. Fait que ça se peut que quelqu'un nous force, la MRC va l'adopter pour nous autres, je sais pas comment ça marche.
C'est que it's, this particular bylaw, ce règlement ici, c'est imposé par le ministère. Toutes les municipalités sont obligées de passer ce règlement.
Mais moi, je vais voter oui parce qu'il va y avoir une consultation publique, puis après ça, il va y avoir quelque chose d'autre qui va sortir.
C'est yeah, bien ça.
Right.
OK. Lee?
No.
OK, fait que 2-3. Moi, j'ai oui. 4-2. OK. Donc, Maureen Rice a voté contre, puis Lee Angus. Bon. OK, là, on arrive, hein? OK. 4G, demande de remboursement taxe prescrite au numéro 438-2-92-40-85. Donc, c'est au montant de 9 037 $ 45. So, prescribed tax refund application, number 4382-92-40-85, in the amount of $9,037.45. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Back to
2014? Yes.
2012. 2013, they were
protected?
Yes. 2012 to 2014, and then
2015 to 2019
were not.
That's right. J'ai
besoin d'un proposeur. Schlein Robert, appuyé par.
Ok,
Maureen Rice. Le vote, s'il vous plaît. Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
We don't have a choice in the matter. Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Luc Thiers.
Yes.
Lee Angus.
No.
Justin Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi, je dis oui aussi. À noter que Lee Angus a voté contre.
2014, Alberta, from 2014.
4H, demande d'annulation facture de compensation 34-112-113-114-03. S'il vous plaît, interrompez plus, là. On va avancer. Donc, ici, on a un montant de 10 190 $ 40. So, this is request to cancel compensation. Invoice number 3472-73-7403 for the amount of $10,190.40. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
That is
Justin.
Welcome tax. They need to know.
Non, c'est pas welcome tax.
Non.
I apologize.
C'est
tax exemption.
C'est une voyons. School gestion
right?
Qui a une exemption de taxes. Et puis, on aurait dû pas leur charger un montant. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Justin Robert, Maureen Rice. J'ai besoin d'un vote, s'il vous plaît. Le vote.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Maureen Rice.
Yes. Luc Thiviers.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
So,
explain
that. I just did. Lee Angus.
Yes.
Justin Robert.
Yes.
You must have turned your mic down because we're not hearing what you're talking about.
I'm not hearing it.
OK, c'est une facture de compensation au montant de 10 190 $ 40 concernant les taxes de 2022 aux propriétés 34-112-113-114-03 qui détient une reconnaissance aux fins d'exemption de taxes foncières. So it is whereas a compensation invoice in the amount of $10,190.40 was produced in 2022 for property 3472-73-7403, which holds a recognition of the for purposes of exemption for property taxes. So, whereas it was necessary to proceed with cancellation of the invoice given the judgment of September 26, 2013, confirming the recognition for the purpose of exemption for property taxes. So, and resolve the council cancel invoice number 1284 issued on June 9, 2022 in the amount of $10,190.40. So, it's done. 4H, demande annulation facture de compensation. Excuse, that's the same one. Okay, let's move on. Annulation d'un droit de mutation. Donc, une demande d'annulation d'un droit de mutation a été déposée pour la propriété 39-82-29-96-47 pour le montant de 1747.32. So, cancellation of a transfer tax. Whereas a request for cancellation for transfer tax has been filed on property number 3982-29-96-47 in the amount of $1,747.32.
That's the Aglin transfer to Aglin?
I'm reading, just a minute. Okay, so this is where it's agriculture land. Entendu qu'une preuve d'enregistrement d'exploitant agricole a été déposée pour la propriété mentionnée respectant le délai d'enregistrement. So, whereas a proof of farm registration has been filed for the property mentioned respecting the registration deadline. And that's why they're getting a...
What were the dates purchased? When was the date?
It doesn't say in the resolution.
Why wouldn't it say that?
Because it's going... Entendu conformément à l'article 17.1 du chapitre D15, la loi loi concernant les droits sur les mutations immobilières. Because they're basing it on the law concerning welcome tax. Qui stipule qu'il y a exonération du droit de mutation lorsque le saisonnière déclare que l'immeuble fera partie. So, il y a aussi une exploitation agricole enregistrée à son nom, conformément à une règle prise en vertu de l'article 36.0.1 du chapitre M14 de la loi sur le ministère de l'Agriculture et des Pêcheries l'alimentation. So as in concordance with 17.1 of Chapter D-15.1, an act respecting duties on transfers of immovable which stipulates that the transfer duty is waived when the transferee declares that the immovable will, within 1 year of the registration of the transfer, form part of the registered agriculture operation, which is in brackets EAE, in his name, in accordance with the regulation made under Article 36.0.1 of Chapter M14 Act respecting the Ministère de l'Agriculture, Pêcherie et Alimentation.
The invoice was dated May 30th, 2022.
Invoice was made?
Yeah.
I'll propose it. So then, and May 20th... 23.
He did the request before May 30th. Did it at the beginning of May. So he was in time for his year.
It was done May 30th, you said?
Yeah. 2022. He put his request in at the beginning of May. So he had up to last week to do the request.
Why doesn't that date show up on this then?
Well, I can add it. It's not a problem.
I'd rather see the dates on it then.
Perfect.
Okay, Claire Robert a proposé, j'ai besoin d'un appuyeur.
Luc
Tivierge. Je demande le vote, s'il vous plaît.
Yes.
Justin Robert dit oui.
Oui.
Luc Tivierge, oui.
Yes.
The Angus,
the dates are being added to it, though?
Yep.
Okay.
Maureen Rice?
I'm abstaining.
Okay.
It's related.
Maureen McAvoy?
Yes.
Donc, Maureen Rice est abstenue. Il y a une relation. On continue avec 4J, congrès FQM du 28 au 30 septembre 2023. Puis ici, c'est pour donc c'est pour enregistrer moi-même et Maureen McAvoy pour le congrès, qui est 945 par personne plus taxes. So, le request... the FQM Congress, September 28th to 30th. So this is to authorize both myself and Councillor Maureen McAvoy to attend the FQM Congress for that period at $945 per person plus tax. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Le second.
Luc Tivierge. Ah, oh, tu es le second?
Oui,
Justin. Ah, OK, je savais pas. Donc, Justin et Robert, il a proposé. Là, ça me prend le vote.
Oui.
Yes.
Yes.
Lee?
Yes.
OK. So both Maureen and I are not, we're abstaining because it has to do with us. Là, CAPCA, démarche auprès de la FQM et du UMQ, intervention relativement au retard de dépôt des états financiers. This resolution originally, approach to FQM and UMQ, intervention regarding delays in filing financial statements. This, we are supporting this resolution that we received from municipality of Les Méchins. So what it's based on mostly is the fact that in the last few years, a lot of municipalities were not able to provide their financial statements or their financial year ends because of a lack of accounting services, accounting firms that didn't have the time to, especially with smaller municipalities like 1,000 and under. It still was an issue for municipalities that were 1,000 and over, but mostly the smaller municipalities were having a hard time hiring auditors to do their financials and to respect the due date to send in their financials either to the MAMASH and being penalized for it. So this is a resolution we're supporting. The municipality of Les Méchins. In regards to this issue, because I know we were sort of caught in the same type of situation a year or two ago.
Je vais proposer.
I'll second.
Luc Tivierge, Maureen Rice. Est-ce que tu as eu ça? Donc le vote, s'il vous plaît.
Oui.
Yes.
Yes.
C'est unanime, oui. OK. Oh, OK. Per year?
Yeah, well, no.
No, for the total 5 years.
Oh, that's for the total 5 years?
Wait.
Let me write it down. Perfect. Okay. Donc, on continue avec 4I ou 4L. Location photocopieuse Konica Minota. Donc, c'est arrivé. All right. C'est ça ici. Donc, on a entendu que la municipalité a reçu une offre de Konica Minota pour la location de deux photocopieuses pour un montant de 244 plus taxes par mois pour 66 mois. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur. This is for the photocopier rental, which is $244 per month for 66 months. Excusez. So, and resolve that council authorize the rental of photocopiers for a period of 66 months at a cost of... Comment ça fait qu'on a 4 piastres de différence?
En français, moi, j'ai le même modèle. C'est peut-être une erreur de transcription.
Ah oui, tu as raison. OK.
par mois.
OK. Fait que pour un montant sur 5 ans, c'est 16 104 $.
I'll second that.
Schley Robert, Maureen Rice. Donc, j'ai Schley Robert puis Maureen Rice. J'ai besoin de vote, s'il vous plaît. Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Puis Justin Robert.
Yes.
Merci beaucoup. Unanime. Remplacement climatiseur bureau et 400 route 105. So replacement of the air conditioner at the office and 400 route 105. J'ai pas le... En tout cas, fait qu'il y a un montant, c'est la compagnie Raymond Chauffage et Climatisation, un total de 15 600 plus taxes. So we did get an amount from a company Raymond Chauffage et Climatisation for 15,600 plus tax. And these two air conditioners are going on a program called Primo. Prabam, which is something that we can go and get. We just have to add it to our list. That 15,600, there's 10,000 that's going to the 400 route 105, and the balance is at the office here.
I'll propose it.
Justin Robert a proposé.
Je vais seconder.
Luc Thivierge a secondé. J'ai besoin de vote. De vote, please. Madame McAvoy?
Yes.
Madame Rice?
Yes.
Luc Thivierge?
Oui.
Lee Angus?
No.
And Justin Robert? Merci. Monsieur Angus a voté contre. OK. Appel d'offres. OK, on est rendu. J'en ai-tu manqué? Non. Travaux publics. Excusez. 6.A. Appel d'offres 2023-320-003, fourniture de matériaux en vrac 2023-2024 puis 2025. So this is for... Call for tender 2023-320-003, supply of bulk materials for... 2023, 2024, and 2025.
Madam Minister, I ask you a question. Why are you going for 3 years rather than annually?
Because a lot of times it costs more. Because the numbers are locked in for 3 years. From year to year, it could go sky high next year. We don't know.
It could also go down low, too.
I doubt that very much, Mr. Keeley.
I don't, because I've got 850 acres of gravel back there, and I know that it's not going up, it's going down. Wait a year, 3 years doesn't make any sense.
That's what we tendered, we asked for the tenders, and that's what we got.
How many tenders did you get on that?
There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Ronald Connor, Construction DGL, 9001-0216 Quebec Inc. in CAS, a site in CAS. And then they also have a site in Blue Sea. So, and the amounts are different. So,
and who's getting the tender?
They're all getting, there's there is a Construction DGL. There's also the numbered Quebec Inc. and Ronald O'Connor. Now, the reason why is some may be lower than others, but we have to factor in the kilometers also, how much per kilometer that we're willing to pay. So it might be a little bit more expensive on another contractor, but then if you factor in the kilometers that we have to pay for to get the material, it may be just better to go to someone that's closer or... So, all that needs to be calculated by the office.
Why do you not do like we used to do and crush in every different pit, and it's a lot closer?
Things changed, Floyd.
we've changed, but we can change back. Maybe it would not cost as much as it's costing.
It doesn't matter where you go, it costs.
Did you ever check into it to see?
Yes. Madame Martineau, that's her strong suit, so. J'ai besoin d'un proposant. Luc Thivierge, appuyé par
I'll second it.
Maureen Rice. J'ai besoin de vote. I need the vote.
Oui.
Maureen, oui. Luc, dis oui. Maureen McAvoy, yes. Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Yes. Lee Angus.
No. Abstain.
Okay. Donc, Monsieur Angus a voté contre et Monsieur Robert s'est abstenu. Okay. 6B. Rescinder résolution 272-12-20-21. Installation de lumière. So, rescind resolution number 272-12-2021, lighting installations. So, back in December 2021, we passed a resolution to have the lights changed in the municipal garage, c'est ça? Which never materialized, so we have to cancel that resolution. Donc, c'est ça, en décembre 2021, on a octroyé un contrat pour le remplacement des lumières dans le garage municipal qui n'a jamais été fait. Donc, on cancelle la résolution ce soir. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Luc Thivierge, Justin Robert. Pour le vote, s'il vous plaît, Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Puis, Justin Robert.
Yes.
Donc, c'est unanime, oui. Là, on a.
Can we add something 6C?
Pardon?
Can we add something Public Works 6C?
Well, we already have Entreprise LPV.
Okay, 6D.
6D? C'est quoi?
Mr. Keeley's fence post? I've been talking about it for a while. Let's pass a resolution. Maybe we'll get done.
6D.
Ben, c'est pour les poteaux à Albert. Là. Ça fait des années qu'on parle, là, puis ça se fait pas. Fait qu'avec une résolution, on va pouvoir que ça se fasse. Il y a des poteaux de clôture cassés dans la cour, puis on a changé un ponceau, puis les poteaux pendent pour que ça soit réparé.
Okay.
Non, on en a parlé dans la réunion, puis on en a parlé au conseil, puis avec une résolution, peut-être. Que...
Bon, vous
yes.
Allez à 6C avant.
Yes.
OK, fait que 6C. Ça. Quoi? Non, je le vois pas. C'est quoi? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à l'écran?
The new resolution.
Already?
Cool.
Okay, okay.
Okay. So, 6C, réparation de fissures, village de l'eau, très très bien. Réparation de fissures, village de l'eau. Attendu que les réparations d'achat doivent être effectuées dans le village de l'eau. Attendu que la municipalité a reçu une offre des entreprises LPV pour effectuer les réparations au coût de 400 $ de l'heure plus taxe ensuite de la salle à chaud. Il est proposé par l'UDE et résolu que le conseil municipal autorise l'octroi du contrat de réparation d'achat dans le village de l'eau à entreprise LPV au coût de 400 $ de l'heure plus taxe. Les fonds sont pris à même le surplus accumulé dans le calcul.
It's the English version?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whereas asphalt repairs must be done in the village of Low, whereas the municipality has received an offer from Entreprise LPV to do the repairs at a cost of $400 an hour plus taxes, along plus the hot pavement.
I know what you're saying, though.
I'm sorry.
It's for hot pavement.
It's for hot patch asphalt.
Yeah.
$400 an hour plus the cost of the materials, and resolved that the council authorizes the contract for the repair of asphalt in the village of Lowe to Entreprise LTV at a cost of $400 an hour plus taxes. The funds will be taken from the accumulated surplus.
Yep.
Can we add the patch and field bill on that too?
It's one way, just sit.
No, yeah, there's only sit, yeah, there's a field bill to the design.
Which roads is this for?
Principal, Martindale. Field bill road.
What happened to the world?
Well, it's not trouble. It's hot patch. Like in the village here, we got those big cracks there. They're going to come, they're going to cut those out, and they're going to fill those. That's what they're doing.
Are they going to do that on Burrow?
Well, we can do coal patch on Burrow. We don't have any of the big cracks. Here, down here, because we've got cracks this wide or this deep. So
yeah.
Coal patch doesn't stay. Just
might be a good idea to take another look at Burrow.
Yeah, we'll check it.
It's bad.
We'll check
and it. Can we also add Chemin Damo?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's in the village, yeah. No,
yeah.
You're right, though.
Yep.
You know, the intersection of Pipe Lake Road is pretty bad, too. Maybe we can put that in there.
Ben oui, un gros trou quand tu arrives là.
Ouais, mais c'est right. Juste un dénivelé, c'est pas un.
Non, c'est un gros trou. C'est parce qu'à chaque fois que qu'il pousse du sable là, il remplisse le trou. Ah, oh, c'est chemin Pagan. Pagan là. Non, mais quand tu descends Pagan de principal à Martindale, ça fait partie de ça aussi? OK, on avance.
Can you, Sandra, can we put Pike Lake Road on that too, the intersection of Burrow and Pike Lake?
OK, donc continue, on a 6D.
You gotta propose it?
Yeah, OK. No, we did propose it, didn't we?
No, we didn't.
Is there any limit on this, or just keep going until you're done?
No, I'll start with 40 hours, and I'll do a report after that where we are, where we stand.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll propose it.
Okay,
I'll second
it. It's because I don't have it here. So, Justin proposed and Maureen second. Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Maureen McAvoy?
Yes.
Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Luc Thivier?
Yes.
Lee Angus?
Yes.
Yes.
OK, merci tout le monde. Unanime. Excusez. OK, fait que là, on a 6D, qui est les poteaux de clôture pour M. Keeley. So 6D is the fence post for Mr. Keeley.
I'll propose that.
Justin Robert, le propose.
Le second.
Luc Thivierge, le second. Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Unanime.
Hey. Tant qu'il n'y a pas de résolution, pourquoi on ne fait pas une résolution qu'à toutes les années, avant la grande fin de semaine de mai, tous les chemins municipaux qui doivent être balayés doivent être faits avant la grande fin de semaine de mai?
Le balayage de chemin,
c'est
pas tout à fait pareil.
C'est annuel.
Oui, je sais que c'est annuel.
Pourquoi que c'est tout le temps le même monde qui attend en dernier? Pourquoi que c'est tout le temps le même monde qui attend en dernier?
Il y a une malaise, pas
Are you adding it?
Yep. 6.
Yeah. The sand be swept, yes, before the long weekend.
Do you want to keep it at the long weekend, or you want to
Yeah, before the long weekend, not me.
OK, fait que, ouais. Vous avez tout ça, là, mes dames?
Juste
l'un. Juste l'un. Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Maureen McAvoy. Yeah. Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Luc Vierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Oui. Puis, Justin Robert. Unanime. OK, on peut avancer? Gens du milieu demande d'aide financière programme infrastructure municipale d'eau. Donc, c'est le primo qu'il faut qu'on recommence, on le renvoie une autre fois pour les travaux que... c'est parce qu'on fait la demande pour de l'aide financière pour les aqueducs d'eau. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
And
this is for application for financial assistance for the municipal water infrastructure program Primo. We have to resubmit because a new program has opened up. Donc, faut le renvoyer parce qu'il y a un nouveau programme qui s'est ouvert. Donc, Luc Thierge.
Oui.
Puis.
Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Donc, Maureen Rice. Le vote, s'il vous plaît. Maureen McAvoy?
Yes.
Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Luc Thierge?
Oui.
Lee Angus?
Yes.
Puis, Justin Robert? Yes. Donc, c'est unanime. OK. Bon, on a Ordure Pagan Residence, 4, 7B. Donc, une résolution pour... étudier le dossier puis faire des modifications nécessaires pour accommoder les résidents de l'aide suisse. So this is basically, it's also a resolution to study the situation and also accommodate the residents in the building.
I'll second it.
Donc, Chelin Robert puis Maureen Rice. J'ai besoin de vote. Maureen McAvoy?
Yes.
Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Luc Thierge?
Oui.
Lee Angus?
When you say study, what do you mean by study?
Well, we'll go and look at it and bring it back to the office and say, okay, yeah.
Are you going to consult the people that are in charge of the building? Or are you just going to go and look at it by yourselves?
I have a meeting with Madame Pinot tomorrow. There.
What about these people that look after the building?
They can come if they want. I don't know what time she's going to be coming. I can call Mrs. Kennedy when she's going to get in and call me. She goes because she has a new parking design to do this summer. So that's why we're meeting there with her.
She already has a new parking design that she needs to do.
Mais pour, comment ça se fait qu'elle n'a pas avisé les gens de l'édifice, non? Elle aurait dû.
But do you not think that you should be meeting with the people that
That's what I just said. That's what I just said.
Oh.
I asked her how come they didn't ask to meet with the representatives of the building.
Like this one that's going to redo the parking lot, does she know how the snow is plowed? Do you know how the snow is plowed?
Yep.
Okay. So do you not think that we should get the people that know how things are done involved in this?
Can you be available tomorrow, though?
Yes. No, not tomorrow. Not tomorrow.
Well, they're having the meeting tomorrow, so... But they're going on site. C'est ça, j'ai compris? Ils s'en allent sur le site?
Demain, Madame Pilon s'en va à la résidence.
OK.
Je vais la rencontrer là avec Jean-François.
OK. Fait qu'il devrait avoir quelqu'un de l'édifice qui devrait être là aussi. Pardon?
J'ai pas l'agenda, je sais pas qui la rencontre, Madame Pilon.
Okay.
Mrs. Egan is saying that we're going to cancel the meeting, that part of the meeting, Mrs. Pilon, she's going to cancel her meeting with you. She didn't have authority to meet about anything. So it's canceled with you. She will look after, they'll look after their employee. That parking lot has nothing to do with this. They're repaving the parking lot. They're not about to reaccommodate a whole parking lot when there's no need for it.
We don't have the land to make it any bigger. It would have been bigger before now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any more land. They're only going to repave it. And there's no point in meeting with her tomorrow because she doesn't have the authority to do anything about her anyway.
Well,
so everything that she does needs to pass through your committee. Is that right?
I can't hear you.
Any decision, anything that she follows through on is something that, as your board of directors, you have voted on.
That's right.
To move forward.
She was already taken off the file last year when she first made an arrangement with that she was going to have somebody take the garbage up. She hadn't notified the board. It's not her. She's young. She does experience is experience in everything. She didn't realize that she should have told her counsel about what was going on. And this time it's the same thing again. I mean, it's she should have touched base with her administrators. It's a life of experience. That's all.
So why don't we reschedule a meeting when you can meet with these people?
In 2 weeks.
Well, I would expect we get a call back and just say, look, everything's fine, we're going to look after it. That's what we're expecting from you people. One way or another, you work with your contractor, it's your contractor. Either you come to an agreement, like we said, or else you take the garbage up to the road, whatever. We'll make sure on our end that there's no cars in the road.
Tomorrow is the contractor going as well? No way?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay. So we voted on it?
Yes.
Okay. Lee, you didn't vote?
Well, like, what are we voting on? We're voting on for the DG to meet with this other girl tomorrow?
No. We're voting on finding a solution with the contractor to get their needs done properly.
Study the situation
okay,
and resolve.
Okay, well, then, yes, I'll vote for that, yeah.
With or without the contractor. What you do with it. Either take our garbage to the road, or the contractor goes in the yard and puts the boxes back where they should be. That's all.
Okay. Fait que les proposeurs, papiers, c'est fait. Le vote est fait. Unanime. OK, on continue. Urbanisme, il n'y a rien sur l'agenda. Loisirs, culture et communication. Là, nous avions autorisation de signature, entente de service, association de l'Arena du centre de Gatineau. Donc, c'est le ministère de l'Éducation qui a demandé que l'association qui conclure une entente avec la municipalité pour partager les installations où seront effectués les travaux. Donc, c'est une entente qu'un protocole d'entente de 5 ans. Et puis, pour la signature de moi-même ou la maire suppléante, ainsi que la directrice générale, la greffière trésorière ou la directeur général adjoint, à signer des documents avec l'Arena. So, authorization to sign service agreement for Gatineau Central Arena Association.
Central Gatineau Arena Association.
The Minister of Education has asked to be able to go forward to get their money for the program, asked that the association enter into an agreement with the municipality to share the facilities where the work will be carried out. And this will be in an agreement for 5 years. Fait que j'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Cher Robert.
I'll second it.
Maureen Rice. J'ai besoin des votes. The vote, please. Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Luc Thierge.
Oui.
Lee
yes.
Angus.
Yes.
Puis Justin. Donc, c'est unanime. Merci. 9B. Appel d'offres 2023-701-001. Abri communautaire, gazebo. So, 9B, call for tender 2023-701-001, community shelter, which is a gazebo. We went out, we invited for tender. No one bid, so we are canceling the appel d'offres, which is 2023-007-001. So that's the purpose of this resolution. Le but de cette résolution-là, c'est pour canceller résolution pour le gazebo. On n'a pas eu de soumissionnaire.
I propose it.
Justin Robert, appuyé par
Luc Thivierge.
Et puis, le vote, s'il vous plaît, Murray McAvoy.
Yes.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
And yes. Justin Robert. Donc, unanime encore. Bourse d'études école secondaire Sacré-Cœur de Gracefield. Scholarship at the Sacré-Cœur School in Gracefield. It's a high school.
I'll second.
Wait, there's one student from low. Luc Thivierge, Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Oui.
Maureen McAvoy?
Yes.
Okay, Maureen Rice, yes. A dit oui. Luc Thivierge a dit oui. Lee Angus?
Yes.
Puis Justin Robert yes. A dit oui, donc c'est unanime. excusez. 9D, demande d'autorisation au gouvernement du Québec de conclure un accord avec Patrimoine canadien pour Canada, la fête du Canada. Donc, il faut, aller en... faut conclure une entente de subvention d'un montant de 5 700 avec Patrimoine Canada pour la réalisation du projet du... la fête du Canada. So, a request for authorization from the government of Quebec, or sorry, government, to... Okay, du Québec, enter into an agreement with Heritage Canada for the celebrations of Canada Day. The agreement is... Well, the grant amount in this agreement is $5,700. That the municipality will receive. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Luc
Thivierge.
I will.
Second. Maureen McAvoy. Le vote, s'il vous plaît. Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Puis Justin Robert.
Yes.
Merci.
Unanime.
We have to sign an agreement. C'est une entente de subvention.
It's new.
9E, critères d'évaluation et de pondération pour offre de services, conception et construction d'un terrain d'exercice multigénérationnel au 400 route 105. 9E is evaluation and weighing criteria for service offer, design and construction of a multi-generational exercise field at 400 Route 105. So this is a resolution to implement a scoring scale on the document required that we want to submit for bids. Donc, considérant que en vertu de l'article 936.0.1 et 936.0.5, du code municipal, la municipalité peut se prévaloir d'un système de pondération et d'évaluation d'une offre en vertu duquel chacun doit obtenir un nombre de points basés outre le prix sur la qualité ou la quantité des biens, des services et des travaux, sur les modalités de livraison, sur les services d'entretien, sur l'expérience et la capacité financière requise à l'assureur, du fournisseur et de l'entrepreneur ou sur tout autre critère directement relié au marché. Donc, considérant qu'en vertu du règlement de la gestion contractuelle, le comité de sélection a l'obligation de respecter des procédures d'évaluation et de pondération des offres établies, considérant que des critères d'évaluation et de pondération ont été établis pour les offres de services. Donc, il est résolu que le conseil municipal approuve la grille de critères d'évaluation et de pondération ainsi que l'échelle d'attribution des points pour les offres de services applicables à des projets de conception et construction d'immobilisation dans le domaine des parcs et espaces verts. Donc, I was just getting to that point. I was going to read it in English for you. So considering that pursuant to Articles 936.0.1 and 936.0.5 of the Municipal Code, the municipality may avail itself of a system of weighing and evaluation of offers by virtue of which each offer obtained a number of points based in addition to price on the quality or quantity of goods, of the goods, services, or work, on delivery terms, on maintenance services, on the experience and financial capacity required of the insurer, supplier, or contractor, or on any other criterion directly related to the contract. Considering that, in accordance with the contract management bylaw, the selection committee is obliged to respect the established procedures for the evaluation and weighing of offers. Considering that evaluation and weighing criteria have been established for services offered, and resolve that the Municipal Council approve the evaluation and weighing criteria grid, as well as the point allocation scale for offers of services applicable to design and construction projects of capital assets in the field of parks and green spaces. So basically what it is that there is a scale here to be used when we receive submissions or tenders. So, j'ai besoin, tu dis Justin?
Well, whether you're talking about a multi-generational exercise.
It's the park up at the 400.
So that's up at the building up on top of the hill.
Well, it's the park beside it, yes.
And you want to build something there?
Yeah.
Like what?
It's a park. Exercise, and revitalize the picnic tables. The Ministry of Education gave us a grant of $75,000 to do that. J'ai besoin d'un proposant. Justin Robert. Maureen McAvoy.
Yeah.
J'ai besoin d'un vote, s'il vous plaît. Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Luc Thierge.
Non.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Et
yes.
Puis Justin Robert. Bon, merci.
Do we have to put $75,000 up as well?
No, it's 25%.
25%?
C'est 33%. 33%.
How much, sorry?
33%.
For like picnic tables and stuff, is that what you
mean? Well, it's not just picnic tables.
Not
there's.
No.
C'est juste le, les modules d'exercice. C'est des, it's exercise modules, and it's not just. It's for adults as well as children, and. So that's what they.
Public toilets, too, I hope.
I'm sorry?
Public toilets, too, I hope.
Well, we're working on it. It's not part of that program, but
yeah, it was supposed to be held like
in the in the, no, yeah, but it didn't.
Oh, yeah, but I don't understand how this stuff keeps happening.
I don't understand how you can have an exercise thing like this and not have shower rooms and toilets and whatever.
Toilets are supposed to be part of it, anyways.
There was two phases, Justin, tu te rappelles, il y avait deux phases.
No, I don't remember. What? We talked about this over and over and over. It's good, move on.
33% gets to be a big amount, and are you going to have staff to monitor?
No.
And where are you going to go to the bathroom? Well, it's, you're waiting on the second stage?
Okay, on a fini, là?
Bring a pail.
In the same place they do now, behind the curtain, down bush.
Bring a pail.
Yeah, 5 gallon pail. Put the garbage man to dump that.
It's just because you put on Facebook there where you put the pool.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have there to the pool.
There's okay.
Put that around the bridge.
Enough, please.
You don't have any room to put it.
On arrive à la deuxième session de questions, s'il y en a qui ont des questions. Mais avant ça, OK, on dépose aussi ce soir. Ça prend pas une résolution, mais on dépose. Voyons, ce qu'il y a ici. C'est le rapport financier comparatif du 30 avril 2023. Donc, ceux et celles qui aimeraient avoir une copie peuvent aller chercher. Là, il est déposé, c'est officiel. aussi la semaine québécoise des personnes handicapées est du 1er juin au 7 juin. So, as for correspondence and other documentation, the comparative... comparative financial report dated April 30th, 2023 has been deposited. So if anybody has interest, they can pick up a copy up at the office. Also, the week called the Handicap Quebec Week of Handicap People from June 1st to June 7th. So now I'll move forward to question period, please.
I hope you'll pick up our garbage since we are handicapped in our seniors' building. Oh, garbage will be one of the things.
Are there any other questions?
Yes.
Monsieur en arrière.
Patrick Lexal, 7 chemin de la Pointe. Pour la réglementation du stationnement, le chemin ferme, tout ça, vous prétendez commencer quand l'appliquer?
Aussitôt que les pancartes sont installées.
Ça, c'est quand est-ce
que vous... On va avoir ça de fait avant la longue fin de semaine déjà.
C'est parce que là, on vient juste de passer la résolution.
Sais, c'est ça, mais je veux savoir
donc,
si
c'est
vous
ça.
Avez pris de l'avance à faire les pancartes, si vous avez attendu au procès-verbaux.
Ben, c'est parce qu'il fallait...
sortir la soumission pour aller chercher des pancartes.
Oui, mais il fallait avoir le numéro du règlement pour être capable de l'afficher sur les...
Oui.
C'est pour ça qu'on l'a passé ce soir.
Le numéro qui est sur la pancarte en ce moment en bas, c'est le numéro d'un autre comté qui est éligible. Quand tu tapes le numéro qui est sur la pancarte d'interdiction sur Chemin Farm Road, là,
oui.
Ça sort pas du comté, le comté de l'eau Québec, ça sort d'un autre comté.
Quel comté?
Alors, je ne me souviens pas, là, mais c'est pas par ici. Tu regardes pas dessus, vois, sur cet internet, tape le numéro.
Ah, je sais, je pense que peut-être.
Ça sort pas d'ici.
Non.
Ça sort, parce que le numéro, il appartient à tout le monde.
Ouais, non, mais c'est ça. C'est ça, mais c'est parce que c'est uniformisé.
C'est
uniformisé avec la MRC pour que la SQ, avec tout ça, toutes les municipalités ont envoyé leur règlement. C'est ça. Mais là maintenant, elle nous appartient.
Okay.
C'est pas la MRC qui l'appartient.
Okay. Puis, deuxième question, c'est que l'argent de la contravention, elle va à qui?
Ça vaut,
une partie à la cour, une partie à nous.
Il y a une partie à la cour, puis une partie à nous.
OK.
Can you translate that for us?
Well, he was just saying that he was wondering how long it'll take to get the no parking signs up, following, because we just adopted the new bylaw for the no parking.
Yes.
And what was important for me to say is that with that, our new bylaw number is going to be on the no parking sign. So it was important that we pass it tonight so that the DG has the bylaw number to be able to have it put on the sign of the no parking signs. And also he mentioned that there was a number on the old signs, but it doesn't come out of law, because in the past what they did is they took any bylaw that needed the police. They were all uniformed and put sent up to the MRC, and MRC put a bylaw out to cover all the municipalities for no parking and whatever. But that no parking bylaw, it wasn't sufficient for us. It wasn't strict enough at all. It was very low-key. So that's why we felt we needed to upgrade it, and because it was having too many problems. So
when you get your signs made, make sure you put a tow truck on. That's the only way that you're going to get people to move those vehicles, if they're afraid of getting towed.
Yeah, but I think that $500, they're going to move away.
That's
yeah.
Mr. Keeley, like Madame Martineau just said.
I'm sorry?
Like, excuse me. Madame Martineau just said that it is a provincial law, and it's the SQ that take care of that. They're the ones that apply our bylaw, and they're the ones that will call the towing company to take them away.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is to put the tow truck on the sign. No parking and a tow truck with a car behind it, and then you'll have some teeth in your law. People don't pay their fines. They don't care.
Ontario House.
On peut-tu regarder voir si on peut avoir un tow truck?
Cross-border stuff?
Juste pour voir.
Somebody from Ontario.
Parce que si on est capable de. Je ne sais pas si on va être capable de le mettre.
But it's to get them to pay their fines.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's going to be the big problem. It's all right to give them a ticket on the windshield.
Okay, are there any other questions? Y a-t-il d'autres questions? Oui, Monsieur Dussault.
Oui, Jean Dussault. On your exercise part, when did the municipality run a water line up there? Is there a water line off the main water supply here going up there?
No, there's two wells up there, three wells.
Yeah, but none of them any good.
What about, has there been a well drilled? I know there's a well there, but has there been another one drilled?
I know there's two at the building. There's one in the front, one in the back, and there's the huge cement tiles.
But the police
have. Well, the reason why I asked that is because I remember we had to take water up there in a dry summertime.
Yeah.
The well used to run dry, and we had to put water in the well for the police.
It's going to be looked into eventually, but it's just right now we're just trying to get, advance the file already because not last year, it was 2 years ago that Monsieur Bussard came up and presented the program to me and some counselors for the $75,000 from the Ministry of Education.
Madam Mayor, we had a guy at another council meeting when they used to be on the other side that was very, very upset when the municipality bought that property up there. And he stood in the yard and he told everyone that anybody that went up there was going to be poisoned because the well is full of poison. And I can give you that guy's name.
Well, obviously...
I can tell you that they test the water not a long time ago and they had no issues with the water from the company that does the water.
Well, I don't know what he's talking about, but I can tell you who it was. He used to own the hotel in Manassas.
No.
But at one time they had a tank inside. It was made like a plastic septic tank,
mm-hmm.
And that's what the police drank the water from. That they didn't use the water.
Well, see, that was from because there's two wells. One is
there's
closed off.
Wells.
Well, I know of one in the front and one in the back. I know. The one in the back is what they're using right now, but the one in the front is closed off. Like, it's probably that one you're talking about.
They didn't use the water there at all. They used this tank, and they put water in. They didn't. I took the tank out of there at the time when you bought the building, because you weren't using it anymore, so you took the tank out.
Well, we get the water tested, Carol. The water's good.
I know.
We haven't had any water issues.
We got the results.
Yeah. They had a gallon septic tank, plastic one that they put in, and they put the water in it, and that's what the police use the water in.
They use a truck to water in then?
Yeah. They get the water in.
Wow.
They didn't use the water there. They were afraid to use it for some reason. I don't know.
Well, the well used to run dry, eh?
Yeah, they used to run dry.
Then they put water in that and emulsified, and they didn't like the color.
And I don't even know what a septic system is there. Maybe it's not even far enough away from the well. I don't know.
Yeah.
No,
when
I think,
that
yeah,
building was first put up, there were three municipalities involved, and at one time we said, Dan Hollum said, we'll come into it, and the day that it no longer serves a useful purpose, we'll turn it into seniors housing, where there's such a crisis right now for seniors housing. They're crying for it everywhere. I'm just wondering if any of you have ever thought of that. If there's is there a bigger need for housing or for recreation for who's going to use it?
And will the septic system have to be all changed then?
Is more than likely. They're not using it. They're using it behind the little house.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a septic system, because if you're going to change the septic system, you're looking at about $35,000,
$40,000. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go up more.
How much is the load taking a load of water and putting it in there? How much does that cost?
I don't know, Mr. Sue. I really don't.
Actually, for your field that you're talking about putting in up there, has there been any thought given to getting some land from the school and the land from the ball field down here and using that to put it would be close to the young people of the community?
We only lease the land. We don't own it. The West Quebec owns it.
I realize that. I'm asking you, can you not try to make an agreement with them that they will have use of the field, the kids at the school? It would only make a little bit of common sense to incorporate the two together.
We don't, there's not enough room down there because they use that field for football.
They use both they fields.
Put up football games down there
because the mud runs over.
They're building a volleyball court.
And plus, they're building a volleyball court on top of that, and it's
volleyball
just
volleyball court actually is open to the public. So when the nets are open, they want to play volleyball, you go to the school.
Yeah.
But no, with the football field down there, there's just not enough room.
You're sure of that?
Yeah.
I think you should take another look.
Well, I drew an awful lot of gravel in there last week. I can tell you, when the football field is marked, there's no room. Football field.
Okay, do we have any more questions?
Tara.
Yes. Tara Wakely.
Okay. 4D, appointment of municipal officers. That went by kind of quickly. Did we name the municipal officers who are...
You're right, I didn't, eh? But I could say it. It's in the minutes.
The fire chief, the captain, and the...
There's Michel Lemieux, Ryan Draper, Andrew Wilson, and Luc Rochon.
Jean-François is already a municipal officer.
Okay.
He's part of that.
And are we going to be having a, are we going to be informed of how we are to proceed with this as residents so that if we have people who are parking, like, is there going to be a specific number to call? How will all of this proceed once the signs are up and everything's in place?
I think.
Will we have to call the SQ? Will it be a call to the office?
No.
Or
office.
And what happens when the office is closed on Saturdays and Sundays?
Well, if you know you're having a gathering
no,
or whatever,
she's talking about a complaint.
Oh, for a complaint, there's the emergency number. You know that.
No, like all this stuff needs to be publicly put out there for people.
Yep.
Otherwise, they're not going to know.
You're right.
I know, but I'm asking what the next steps forward are. So I would think that those would be part of, you know, that would be known. For 4G, you read the property number off the. I was wondering what that property number was.
4G.
And H, we didn't get the. That was written really quickly, too. No, sorry, I. How did you say it? McLaughlin.
Yeah. 219 Amy McLaughlin.
That's the property number, not the address.
Holy God.
The what?
The property number. You read the property number 4382, and then it was like, blah, 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 and I didn't get
92-4085.
4085? Yep. Okay. And what was the vote on that?
Because,
like, again, I didn't catch the vote. It was
proposed by Schleimer, Schneider-Bauer, Maureen Rice. This is 4G.
Yep.
Okay. And it was unanimous, right?
No, Lee voted against it.
Lee voted against it.
Okay. And, also for... No, who knows? So 4H. H, the number is there.
3472-73-7403. It's the scout. It's school gestion.
And the payment, the transfer duties, that was the farm one.
Yeah.
Did you tell us what the property was at 4G?
Yeah. 4382-92-4085.
You can't tell us who owns that?
The 9,700.
La station Rachel Pilon vendue à Stéphanie Gauvin Benoit Charron.
It's on McLaughlin Road.
It's on McLaughlin Road. Whoever purchased it, they paid all the taxes, the back taxes, everything. Then when they read the article in the lowdown, they called and said, well, we want to be reimbursed for these years. Thank you for that. Not you.
And were they reimbursed?
It
They're good. Well, we just passed, on vient de passer la résolution, on va les rembourser. Right in the back here.
No, but we don't mind that. It helps the municipality.
Yes.
Right in the back.
Yeah. This building is on municipal land.
Yeah, the line is down near the boat.
Are both Robert's mayors or just the one?
Pardon me?
You got a council meeting going on over here and another one going on over there.
Well, it's question period. I was asked a question. I'm answering the question.
Yeah, but these two people here were also talking.
Well.
And we can't hear you if somebody else is talking.
Yeah. What else is new? Are there any other questions? Est-ce d'autres questions?
C'est la last question of the night, you know.
If you're going to be the last one?
Well, I'd like to know, when I come in, the lady handed me this paper. I said, I'm ever glad that the doors are finally open. I'd like to use the washroom. She said, washroom? You can't use the washroom here. I can't use the washroom in the public building. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, all the counselors are on the other side. You're not allowed to use the washroom. What kind of an outfit are we running? It's funny, eh?
Sorry.
I had to go piss up beside my car.
Oh, jeez.
Is that the way you run business here? With the new people we have coming and going, you should have a sign right up there with a point for the public washroom. Is that the status of this place, that there's not a public washroom anymore?
Of course there's public washroom, but...
But what?
When we're having a pre-meeting before this, no, you can't just walk in through our meeting to go to the washroom.
No, it was after 7 o'clock.
After 7, you could go.
Well, how do you get through here?
Well, there's an opening right there.
Okay. So, no in the future.
Okay, s'il n'y a pas d'autres questions, je ferme la rencontre. Il est maintenant 9h34.